All the chips are in on this. Everything's on the line financially, emotionally. Tim Heidecker. And I think we have a very good chance of winning. I'm running for San Bernardino District Attorney.
Oh, okay.
I'm coming out here talking to voters.
Oh, okay, for DA.
Yes, for District Attorney. I've said that three times now.
You want an outsider to come in and shake things up because San Bernardino has gotten to be so corrupt. All these numbers, you see that it's just up, 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 and that's all crime.
If you commit a crime on my watch, you're going to jail forever. That's the community we want to create.
In large sections of San Bernardino County, Mr. Heidecker is persona non grata.
You have no right to be here after what you did.
I have permission from First Amendment.
He is perceived as a murderer who got away with it.
But he disobeyed me, it's murder!
See that justice is done. Convict this individual.
As far as the DA goes, this Rossetti has turned out to be a total rat. And I don't know how you find these people, if you elect them or not, but maybe he'll have some competition next time. Hey, Rossetti! Oh, Vincent Rossetti, district attorney in San Bernardino, is trying to kill me. It's attempted murder happening right here.
I think Tim's running for DA because he just wants to get revenge.
I am District Attorney Vincent Rossetti.
I'm District Attorney Vincent Rossetti.
What's happening with the GoPro?
It's GoFundMe. I got it set up. Most of the time, GoFundMe is for people who are, like, sick or poor or starving.
Hold on a sec.
I really shouldn't technically be doing this, but...
He's running for district attorney, which is not going to really happen because he's not a lawyer. He doesn't live in San Bernardino.
Hey, Greg, stay out of my movie.
Now that the race is tightening,
can we put this in your window?
We see the rat beginning to cower.
He's hiding in some rat hole.
He has to answer for his crimes.
I can answer mine, I'll drink of everything that's in my mind.
Come on. Starting to feel real.
This is not gonna cut it.
Knowing that it's only a few steps away. If I'm not on the ballot, how am I supposed to compete?
He doesn't have a chance.
From becoming not only district attorney, but hopefully even higher. I hope I have your vote.
Sonny, don't fucking burp on this, okay? Have some fucking
respect. So disrespectful,
respect.
I know.
You fucking schmuck. You just looking at me smoking a joint. For those, for those that are obviously going to be just listening to this.
For all the dudes.
We're streaming this together through a program called Discord, and it's got video. And all my brother fucking does is look at himself on his own computer like the narcissistic cuck that he is.
You're totally speaking like Albert Einstein right now. Discord, I think people use it for games.
Yeah, that's what it's primarily used for, right? Like game streaming?
It is. That and Twitch is where the thoughts. And you heard about that? It was a while ago, that thought audit.
No, what do you mean?
Where all the girls that were like streaming on Twitch but would... And Snapchat and stuff, girls that were on Snapchat but would give you their private Snapchat where you could get like naked pictures of them and stuff.
Right.
They were not paying taxes, so guys were calling up the IRS on like certain girls. And it was called the thought audit. Because, you know, thoughts.
What in the actual fuck is these dudes got so mad that they gave these chicks all this money and they weren't paying taxes on it, so they blew the whistle on them?
It's not like they you shut up.
What'd they do, you big dumb ugly fuck?
It's not like they stole the money. It's you paid for the little premium Snapchat or whatever the hell it is, like the private one where they like make little videos and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're all hey Tay.
There's a lot of porn star chicks that have Snapchats.
Really?
Yeah. And you got to like the same thing. So you can like watch them like masturbate in their own bathroom. And you're like, oh yeah, it's their actual house. That's how it fucking makes you wet and fuck.
Oh, I mean, it's interior. It's inside. You're like, oh, I'm actually in where you lay your head.
Well, it feels like dirty. It's like POV. You know what I mean? Like Snapchat's like POV. It's point of view.
Pissing on vermin.
Yeah. Pissing off virgins. And then they become serial killers because they can't get any sex. Because they're what? What's that new shit you were telling me about? They're incel? They're incels.
Incels, yeah. Involuntarily celibate. Celibate.
Dude,
what's that word? Celibate?
Celibate, you stupid.
I don't think it is, and I think you're dumb.
Look it up right now. Whatever. Look it up right now. Look it up right now.
Okay. Okay. I guess
celibate.
We don't have a Jaime to look it up. I know. I'm looking it up.
Can you look it up?
Stella Brandt. God damn it.
No. You're dumb. Here we go.
How do you spell it?
Siri, can you spell celibate?
Celibate. C E L I B A T E.
Abstaining from marriage and sexual relations, typically for religious reasons. Having or involving no sexual relations. A person who abstains from marriage and sexual relations. So how do you feel? You feel dumb?
Celibate. What does celebrate mean, Siri? Okay, anyway, so these guys are the ones that are the ball lickers. No, actually, no, they're not. They're just like
Don't be scared to have a stance on this topic. Don't cut back.
No, it's not even that, dude. I'm not cucking back. It's for the black-pilled dudes.
The black-pilled dudes?
MGTOW stuff.
MGTOW.
They can't even be red-pilled. Black-pilled is they already know that women are never going to accept them as being like a suitable partner because they don't have the good bone structure or body structure, or they're not a Chad, and the Stacys will never want them.
Well, here's the thing. To me, that feels like they are saying, I want this type of chick, and since I'll never get her, I'm an incel. When in reality, it's like, hey, you're not a super hot dude, so you're not going to get a super hot chick unless you have the confidence of a super hot dude. And even then, that's not always guaranteed. But that doesn't mean that there's someone out there who feels the same way about themselves that you could find joy and love and want to fuck them and be with them. That's ridiculous. Like, ugly people can just get with ugly people, dude. I'm a pretty good looking guy. So, and I've got a beautiful wife, you know, but to the Joe down the street, he might not think my wife is hot, you know, it's subjective. These guys are looking at, you know what it is because they're fucking looking on the internet at these impossible looking chicks and all That's these true. Young yeah. chicks that look like me and my wife talk about it all the time because we've got a lot of younger coworkers at the place we live. And the majority of these chicks are white chicks, obviously, because I'm in Oregon. But these chicks have fucking cakes. I mean, yeah, all these white girls got HGH. Ass now.
All the HGH and all the food and everything.
I'm saying it's fucking great G great. You know what I'm saying? Because hello when they walk past me is all I'm trying to tell you.
That's cool.
Oh, okay, man.
I know. I'm all – that's cool. No, that's fine. I don't even know why that would be bad. Yeah. That's what Fritz is all. It's all the HGH, but Fritz thinks he knows about diet and health or something. And I feel like he doesn't.
And then he goes and eats expired Fresh and Easy. He can go fuck himself, dude.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. I used to fucking catch lunch with him all the time.
Oh, you would catch it as it was thrown to you? With some cats down the street, man. We would catch some grooves and jump in some vibes, man.
You're a piece of shit. I hate you.
Fucking 70s so-and-so experience.
Who do I look like to you right now?
Who do you look like? You look like any leader of a gang in a fucking like late 70s police academy movie. You're all, come on guys, let's get him.
I'm taking pictures of us, okay? Sonny, that's super fucking lame. That's what it is, dude. Okay. Special cast, dude. Special cast of my special brother.
Yeah, dude. Special casting on the Sunday afternoon. So how do you feel about the 49ers? They're undefeated.
8-0, baby. You know, I'm going to be honest. I love that the Niners are undefeated because that is like my team, but that is such a loose sentence for me to say, you know?
Yeah, like basically that happened.
I don't follow them. I think the reason they're doing good is because I'm not following them.
Yeah, probably. Everything does depend on you in the world.
Well, I don't know if you know, Sonny, you big dumb fuck, but we're in a simulation and you're not even real, man. How's that strike you?
It's all Joe Rogan's all trip out. I'm Joe Rogan. No, I'm just kidding. That's what Owen Benjamin calls him.
I don't know this Owen Benjamin, and I guess the only thing that we could probably say is that it is very popular to like Joe Rogan. But is that because everything he says is right and everybody agrees with it, or because he is such an open-minded host of a show? You know, because
yeah,
for his stand-up, I could care less about his stand-up. I think he's a little dated. He's a little old school with his comedy. But I think for having a 3-hour conversation about some interesting shit, that's the podcast I listen the most to besides the Nine Club. I'm not taking any more pictures, bitch. So stop trying to fucking pose. Or is that just your natural fucking Cary Grant looking face? You fucking dim fuck.
Okay, yeah. So I can barely hear you, but because you're roboting out, because you're Dr. Roboto.
Oh, am I? Sorry.
Yeah. No, dude. Fuck that. Joe Rogan can understand and put himself and at least try to think about someone's point of view. So yeah, he does. He is able, and people are comfortable with going on his show where he's not like super, oh, well, you think this, so that means you're this. Okay, that's what you are.
Yeah, right. I agree. I it was funny. When I was going to do this podcast and I was first starting it, I had recorded a bunch of stuff, but I didn't put anything out because I was kind of still insecure about it and like didn't want people to say it was fucking whack because, you know, like, I don't know, that would bum me out, whatever. And then I was listening to Chris D'Elia. And Chris Leo, you know, was cracking jokes like, oh, don't do a podcast. Don't start a podcast, dude. Don't do a podcast. Everybody's got a fucking podcast. And then I would hear Joe Rogan, and he's like, dude, everybody should fucking do a podcast. You and your friends, everybody should do a podcast. Do it now. Do it while it's, you know, while it's still free to have a conversation of some maybe hot-ass topics, you know?
Yeah.
Before everything gets sort of censored down.
Those are probably the best best conversations.
Yeah, and I think that was like a big fucking proponent of me going, all right, I'm just going to do it. You know, I'm going to try not to try to sound too much like anybody, and I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, which I think helps me kind of maybe not like sound like everybody else, but, you know?
Yeah.
I'll take his dick out. I'll suck that fucking hairy. I bet it's hairy. You think it's hairy?
It might be. Yeah, it might be for the lack of the hair upstairs. Might be the I don't know. It might be the added mass of the hair downstairs. But yeah, I know that. I feel like Joe Rogan seems pretty cool. I saw a stand up one time
In person.
Yeah, I saw him at the Ice House.
Do you remember who he did it with?
Yeah, he did it with some chick. Just kidding. No, I don't know. He was all Brendan Schaub. He's all, hey, Brendan Schaub. Hey, guys.
He's all, my cauliflower ear is somehow affecting my nose. Bro. Let's go get some sandwiches, some fucking sandwiches.
No, I saw some clips from his special, his Showtime special, and it's not good.
Really?
Yeah, it's not good at all. He's not funny. No, I'm just kidding. You know what? To me, he's not funny. That doesn't mean he's not funny. He might be funny to other people.
I think everybody's. I think he's chill. Brendan Schaub. He's cool. I like when he. I like when he talks with Joe Rogan and shit because he's the younger dude and he like plays the younger dude and he makes fun of Joe for being old or they both like. They have pretty decent conversations, I would say, in a nutshell. Because I'm rambling a little bit.
In a nuts. All right. Well, what about this though? What about if I were to lay this on you?
Okay.
Oh, I ate too many cookies right now. How about that?
You look like an ugly piece of shit. So you must be feeling like shit, dude.
Check out this tasty lick of a question.
Johnny, Sonny, what are you doing?
I'm drumming, dude. How
stop.
Is that?
No, it's not good. Please stop doing that. Just fucking read your stupid question, goddammit.
Okay, are you ready for this question, though?
I hope there's no more percussion. I hope it's just questions.
So I'm going to lay this on you, and you tell me how heavy this is. All right?
Yeah, you loser.
All right. The first time I heard a song, I was like, hey, this is really cool. Okay. And this makes my rock and roll pee-pee hard, which is not the same as just your pee-pee. It's a very innocent type of pee-pee. It's just like, hey, this riff's cool.
Yeah, this pee-pee's not for girls or boys. It's just for yourself.
Exactly. Was Green Day FOD. F off okay. and die. And I was like, that's cool. Cause I was little and I was like, I want a lot of people to die in some kind of thing. No, I didn't think that at all.
No, but dude, I really like one of those song. Fucking weird serial killer fucking bad boys.
Although don't judge me. That's what I told them. But that didn't help.
Yeah. You peaked on that. I'm going to have to edit there. That. Jesus wasn't there to change my
underwear. But, I was super moved by that song. It made me go out and hit an old lady. No, I was like, dude, this is super tight. And I was like, this is so fast. How does it start? Wow.
Something's on my mind. It's been 4 months of time.
And I just realized that's my whole range. Like, I can do that whole album with, like, no problem.
You're all this time I'm doing Broadway. And I was like, cool, I'm out. I was like, oh, Billy Joel, you want to do Broadway? Can't. I'm out. Oh, Davey Havoc wants to come and do a show or two. I'm out.
Who cares? Hey, you let Davey do what he wants, first of all. Second of all, what else do you do? If you get that offer, you're like, yeah, cool. I'm ready for that.
I'm all, something's off my plate. And it's you fucking guys. Just kidding. No, I'd probably. I've done some theater in my life. So
yeah, dude, I remember.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to see that, bro. I'm joking. No, I'm joking.
You might be the biggest piece of shit.
You know what? I would have gone, but just, dude, Marina was just, she was super annoying a lot of the time.
My ex bothered you so much that you're like, I can't go do this.
No, she didn't bother me. She was just like a different type of person that I was like, oh. not down with this.
Yeah, I remember one time I went to go see her do a play at her college at Cal Poly Pomona, and they were doing Little Shop of Horrors. And I was like watching her do her thing, and I got that uncomfortable, embarrassed feeling. Because she was just being super extra. And I was like,
But that's how they have, that's how actresses and actors have to be.
Well, that shit's fucking whack, dude. Why can't you just be enough? Like, just be enough of
the character. I think that's his why. I think that's why it's whack. It's fucking so fake sometimes. And it's just like, dude, I can't take that shit seriously.
I can't take this shit no more.
Yeah, no, I'm like, dude, I'm not down with this.
You're not done with this, you fucking stuttering
stick. Yeah. So anyway.
Okay, hit me with another one of your fucking.
What was the fucking question that I asked you, dumb cuck? Oh, so what did you think about Green Day FOD? Yeah.
Bitch, obviously the same thing. We're pretty similar when it comes to songs.
Remember when I showed you that? But listen, next question, I have something else to tell you.
Yeah, first of all, you didn't show me that. And my first CD that I ever got was 1039 Smooth Out Sabera. So you didn't even know who Green Day was until I fucking showed you. Bam. Next question.
No, I think we did because of the whole, that year was the year where
MTV was cracking. I remember you being really excited and showing me Three Doors Down. So, you know,
And I was all, dumb, check it out. It's like Superman, you know, like the comic book. It's all because he's wearing a suit, you see.
He's wearing a suit, you see.
Yeah, so that's good.
Okay,
I'm glad I have that influence on you musically.
Go ahead ask another fucking really weirdly fucking phrased question.
Ask another one, Lindor. So what do you think about the whole Joker movie being about Bichette? No, I'm kidding, about being that fucking that cleft-lipped remembrance of what fucking River Phoenix could have been.
And all we're left with is a cleft-lipped fucking cuck. You know what? He is merciful. He is merciful. And I think that I haven't seen the movie.
Here's the criticism I hear about it. Biggest thing is that Joker, Joaquin Phoenix, wouldn't be able to stand up to Batman and do all the things he usually does as far as the physical things. Because he's a weak, broken man.
They definitely... Like if Joaquin Phoenix was gonna do another one, they would definitely, the next one would definitely have to be action, and Joaquin Phoenix would have to at some point in that movie go through like a transformation to where maybe he gets his ass beat really bad, and that's when he decides like, all right, I'm gonna be like weird, but I'm still gonna be able to fuck somebody up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear in one scene he goes, Well, I just don't know if I know who I am anymore.
Wow. That's some fucking hardcore writing right there, dude.
No, that's from a Tim and Eric sketch.
Oh, Sonny, please don't bring that in here.
No, it's not even that, dude. They're still doing, Tim and Greg Turkington are still doing On Cinema at the Cinema. So okay. Check that out, guys. Anybody who hears this, please check that out on YouTube. I already got it out there. So on top of our piggybacking.
Right.
Inappropriately on top of that Joker movie reference we just made right now.
Okay.
With Joaquin Phoenix. And are we all just going to, should we all just collectively forget that Jared Leto ever happened as Joker and forget that was a thing and we'll just move on with our lives?
Dude, the only thing that Jared Leto has ever done good, in my opinion, has gotten his face bashed in on Fight Club. That's my favorite scene with him. He's the best. He does a great, he's so convincingly ugly and beat the shit of that I love it.
I saw some movie where him and a group of kids, not a group of kids, they were like in high school or out of high school and maybe before going to college or something. They were on a road trip to go see this lizard boy.
Okay.
And they finally saw him. And Jared Leto was like his punk rocker friend that came along.
And he was, you know, like, he was like, well, you can take it how you want it. Diddle it do.
He's all, my dad don't love me much. That's why I'm running away, you see? Now, from Twilight to The Dark Knight, Robert Pattinson is the new Batman.
Wow, man. Way to throw that in there. That was good. That's
I know. Actually, that's writing. That's some editorial type shit.
Yeah, you should definitely write for the National Enquirer.
What do you think about that? Since you used to watch the Twilight movies a lot, right? You went to one of the premieres or something, or you went to one of the first nights or something, right? For one of the movies?
No. Don't believe
you
I did.
You never saw any of those?
If you're referring to a certain female that I dated that was super into them.
Yeah.
And did I get acquainted with the movies? Well, yes, I did.
She was breastious.
I also got acquainted with her very large breasts. So, you know, you got to take one for the team. Sometimes you got to watch some stupid shit. So I got some pussy around here.
Okay, so he was okay, asked.
Fucking cuck.
Okay, so next question, though. Let's move on, though. Enough about that. Enough about you. Okay, he was asked, is Batman a hero or a villain? And he said, Batman's a villain. And he also said, Batman's piece shit.
Jesus. Well, it's weird that he'd say that and then he wants to do the movie. But, you know, actors are crazy. I don't know.
What do you think, though? Is he a villain or a hero?
I think that depends on what side of the law you're on. You know, if you're a cop, then he's a villain because he's doing your job and he's not wearing a badge. If you're a citizen and he comes and saves your ass, then he's a hero. You don't give a shit how he did it because you're alive. You know what I mean?
Well, if you're a law-breaking citizen,
well, then you better fucking hook up with the Joker. And hope it's not Jared Leto, because I heard he fucking dies in the end. Like, gets his fucking face bashing. Oh, wait, that was fucking Fight Club again.
I thought Heath Ledger died in the end.
Wow, dude. Very much, very, very, very too soon. Very fucking too soon for me.
Even now, yeah, I know. Okay, so...
Hold on, slow down here. Just slow it down. What do you think? What do you think Batman is, you big dumb cuck?
Okay, well, Batman doesn't kill anybody. I guess in this last, so, you know, that's one of the big things where sometimes you're like, hey, kill him. He's going to escape the Arkham Asylum.
Right.
Like Joker in the Killing Joke. Did you ever see that movie, The Killing Joke, the animated
Batman yes, movie? Yes, of course, dude. That one's awesome.
And you don't have to lie. Just kind of keep the conversation going. If you haven't seen it, just tell me.
Okay. Well, I have. And I hope to God that that my listeners know that I'm not a lying cuck like my brother. Fucking...
But yeah, in that movie, okay. What was my whole point? God.
Lay off the sauce. No, I'm just kidding. You were saying Batman. I was asking you, what do you think Batman is, a killer or a hero, or like a bad guy or a good guy?
Okay,
having a hard time breathing over there.
Yeah, he doesn't kill anybody. Like in the. He doesn't kill the Joker where you want him to kill a Joker, especially in that movie, The Killing Joke.
Right, when Joker goes too far.
Yeah, goes too far and then assaults what Harley or who is that? The commissioner's daughter, right?
Right. I think he does her in her butt.
Yeah, I know. He bangs her and stuff. And then Batman's all.
He's all, do you like this cum?
Batman's all, well, I can't take you now. No, I'm just kidding. That's messed up. But they have a moment in the at the end of the movie where Joker tells a joke and they both laugh, and that's how the movie ends. Both of them laughing at a joke together in the rain. Adversaries, dude, sworn enemies.
I mean, that's super poetic and artsy, and I bet that just got your fucking little pink cock hard as shit.
And it's like, hey, Israel, Palestine, take some notes. That has nothing to do with anything. So
it doesn't. Yeah, I know. Let me see. I had a couple of questions for you. One of them was, right, why are you such a fucking cuck?
Well, I enjoy seeing my chick have relations with someone else. And then I watch and I go, oh, can I smell?
No, on a serious note, what do you think the future of like security is going to be now that this Edward Snowden dude has made it very clear and apparent that the U.S. government has the capability and has used the capability of tapping citizens' phones, and there's really no illegal law against it right now because of certain laws that the president and the government and that executive branch put in because the phone companies almost got in trouble back in the day.
Well, let's think about this, right? What does that not say, huh? No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, what'd you say?
Well, dude, that's like, why wouldn't that happen? That's basically what's going on in China. Face recognition fucking everywhere, and they get your that shit from your phone.
Do you think
that's already going on? I think it's going to happen. It's going to be more and more. And they're going to hide it under the guise of preventing mass attacks and mass shootings and all that type of stuff. That's right. How you give up your freedoms is because you're scared into it. So that's how, I mean, if you were to look at the shit with a William H. Cooper, right? They're going to there's going to be a bunch of fucking attacks, mass shootings. And that's how they're going to take away guns after they take away guns and take away guns from the citizens. Now what? They can do what they want.
True.
We're all sitting ducks, and at the same time we could also be sitting cucks.
So what do you think it takes to prevent something like that? Do you think it has to happen and then it's the reaction, or do you think there is or could be a movement going on right now to sort of counter it?
It's hard because you would think like, okay, maybe the movement would be like the Bernie Sanders Justice Democrats movement. So not the Elizabeth Warren and Nancy Pelosi, but the Bernie Sanders and the AOC and the Ilhan Omars.
Right.
The fucking the ones that are like, hey, we don't like the corporations and we're standing up against them. What Elizabeth Warren and Kamala say they are, but they're really not. There's a divide in between them because some of them are about people having guns and some of them are not about people having guns. Yeah. I mean, automatic weapons are really expensive to get. Once you have them legally, you're on a list with your local fucking law enforcement, and you're on a list of, you know, people that own automatic guns. So if anything happens, they automatically go to you.
Right.
They're like, boom, we know you have that shit. So
yeah, let us check your guns.
Yeah, that, and then, you know, it's if you look at statistically, handguns kill more people per year for everything. So handguns are responsible for more deaths. So then what guns are we banning? Are we banning the ones that look bad and have the capability of doing a lot of damage, or the ones that actually do the damage? And then is there racial and fucking societal implications? Like, okay, we're not banning the ones that are mostly used in the murders that happen in Chicago every weekend, but we do want to ban the ones that happen in white neighborhoods when, you know, a couple kids get shot.
Right.
So there's a bunch of ways to look at a devil's advocate and not, you know, and make it look bad or make it look good.
The gun issue is a pretty complicated issue because I feel like there's two opinions on it, and they're both from that they both come from different experience where like kids like these kids that are at these rallies and this one chick who was like all like had her little like fucking Rage Against the Machine rebellion jacket on and shaved her head and was doing all these speeches, she's looking at guns like guns killed my friends. Right. And they're in the inner city. So they hate guns. And then you've got people that live out like where I live, that live out sometimes out in the sticks a little bit more, surrounded by a lot of animals, and especially that Medford has like a meth problem. I'm fucking way more secure knowing that I have a gun in the house than not having one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially when the response time would be a long time if anything were to happen.
Right.
With police and stuff.
Definitely, definitely. And then coupled the fact that like I've shotguns since I was little, you've shotguns since you were little. And I don't see it as anything but a tool. I think knives and bats, baseball bats and all kinds of other weapons can fuck somebody up and kill somebody just as easily as a gun could with a minor, you know? Or with whoever, whatever the age group that is, you know.
I guess it's a question: is the presence of guns, would it make just a regular person be like, hey, commit some kind of violence, or is it that violence will happen and be done by people that are going to commit those violent acts, no matter if they have access to guns or something else? Because, like, you know, Oklahoma City, that was done with explosives. You know, he ran his fucking car into the shit.
But how long was something going on with that dude before, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, so that's the other thing.
He was a crafty dude. I mean, he didn't make that many mistakes until he started fucking everybody's chicks and then shit got goofy, you know? But I just feel like it's not, I think we've personally gotten away from what I guess this country was supposed to represent, which is the people. And they control government, you know, they like, and that, and it's turned into the opposite, to where the government branches have a lot of say and sway and new laws come up quick without us knowing, like, you know, even though they're like, oh, well, there's so many laws, how could we let the public know? It's like, well, those really important ones that you just pass real quick, you know, I feel like those are the type of ones that we're supposed to know. You know,
and
I don't feel it's like that. I don't feel like there's transparency. There's commercials for, I mean, and then you talk about like the pharmaceutical stuff that's going on, where they're just like so quick to put drugs to people, and there's and like all these commercials, and you see these drugs and you see these commercials, and so much money and actors that are like, oh, you know, I just need to get a gig, so I'll do these fucking these terrible drug commercials and then you hear the side effects. And they ramble them off real quick. They ramble off all the legal mumbo jumbo super fast, you know, to their own customers. And I think people that own guns have like a respect of it because they went through the proper channels to own that gun legally. And along with that, you know, you feel the weight of the responsibility when you go and purchase a gun. You know, it's a serious matter. I have two kids, so I have to make sure that gun is ready in case to defend, and that it's also put away and secured so that they don't ever find it and mess with it, you know? And the last thing that I would ever do is pull my gun out in a situation where bare hands or maybe my wooden sword could just fuck them up.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that wooden sword.
It's called a bokken. I'll take that bokken upside their fucking noodle and we'll finish just real quick. You know what I mean, brother?
Yeah. And I guess it's like anything. Most people don't cause violence, and most of the time fights between people are very fast and, you know, not that violent, and they're squashed or put out real quick.
It's like the view of the real world and the real day-to-day basis is not found anywhere on Instagram or on any social media, because that has been edited, trimmed, and there are algorithms to give you more so that you think there's more. You know, if you look up some bad, like, oh, cops are fucking with black people, and you can just go video to video to video to video to video, and all of a sudden you think like that is just the craziest world out there, you know? And in reality, that stuff is happening, and I don't deny the fact that it's happening, but it's not realistic to have an opinion of the real world through social media. And I feel like a lot of people are, and all these wokeish people that are really sensitive and they're very tolerant and accepting of every change in society are like a super big problem. And they're the most annoying factor of the social makeup right now is the super sensitive American. The super sensitive American who lives in a country that is just 30 times better than anywhere else besides maybe Canada and maybe England is cool too. But I mean, for all intents and purposes of being a human being alive in 2019, make no question, there's no other country I'd ever want to live in, you know? And I know damn well how fucked up it is, you know? And I maybe tend to separate myself from it, but it is my country. But at the same time, I'm not part of the big changes, you know, besides like what we vote once a year, you know, or we, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, with that, it's more of the super, super, I wouldn't say real progressives. Progressives is a whole different thing. I would say the media progressives, the ones that are like, hey, everything should be forcefully like accepted no matter what, which is fine. But okay, you're telling like, you're forcing people that are even a little religious into the conservative party when you go, hey, if you don't accept gay marriage and all this, then you're obviously like not one of us. Where the reality is these people were taught like gay marriage is fucking wrong and the Bible says so. So you have to give them some time to maybe be around some gay people and experience that type of shit to come to that understanding and that realization on their own. Right. Instead of just saying, hey, today is the day where we've deemed it like, now you have to accept this or you're left behind and now you're fucking, you're camped.
Yeah. Like sort of saying maybe that the change is going to happen. Evolution is going to, you know, creep into people's minds and they're going to have to evolve their way of thinking at some point because they are like you said, they are going to meet someone who is going to completely change their idea on what that human represents. And then they're going to have to rethink their inks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's where it is. Like you can't just, you can look at pro fucking like white survivalist Instagram and social media, or you can look at like pro fucking, you know, or like, you know, pro Antifa type social media. And not saying that people are like, oh, automatically Antifa's bad. It's like, no, there's, like anything, there's fucking groups that are in certain states that are like, hey, we're super radical. It's just like a big us versus them and they do bad stuff. But
it's
then,
team stuff, yeah.
It's yeah, team, it's all team stuff. And it gets really fucking old.
Do you think the Teamsters have anything to do with it?
Probably, dude. You know, that's what you get when you have your goddamn union.
Couple of union cucks.
Union cuculated.
All right, well, on that note, I've got to take my Union 10 and get back to my union cucks. But
all right, I'm gonna cuck off with some unions too.
Santino, I love you. It's good checking in with you. I'll mash this up and then put it on the video machine.
Okay? Hey, mash guts, fool. All
right, we'll smash guts on another time.
All right.
All right, later.
All right, peace.
Come.
Listen, Everett. The eternal light protects me. The divine wisdom guides me.
Open your eyes.
Eternal light protects me. Eternal light protects me. Eternal light protects me.
There is no light here. You came to the darkness for knowledge.
Yes.
And all the knowledge you seek is here. Surrender. Speak the words. Call her home.
By three, they come. By three, thy way opens. By the blood of the willing, we call thee home. Hail, daughter of hatred. Creator of sanctuary.